This is Robert.
This is Greg.
Well, we just got done with a few of the cities, and I'll tell you that in Kimi there was a word about striving within before we got there, and we both did our messages and did what we felt the Lord asked us to do, and then we moved on to Ulu. In Ulu, there was a word about that there would be some marvelous things that would take place there. And we saw some things that were really prophetically significant. There was prophetic signs for the people, and there was great encouragement for all of the people that were there. And they asked that next time they would have more time to set the meeting up so that we could do even more. And it was a very encouraging night to them and for us. Then we moved on from there to Sami, which was a meeting that we hadn't really figured on, and it was put together in the last few days, and it was very significant. The Lord had spoken to us that He was going to do a lot of healing, and that's just what happened that night. There was so many signs of Him healing people, and it was really significant that the manifestations that were touching the people were proof that not only was He there, but there was some people that were healed right then. And you could see the signs as the people would share that they felt the healing in their body at that time. And it was a great night to finish off our speaking times. And I'll get over to Greg.
Well, we are staying here in Isami, which is where Hanu lives right now, just resting up today. And then tomorrow morning we're going to be taking off and going back down to Kuvala, where we will be ministering surely to several people there that heard about what happened when we came through the first time. But we are going to avoid doing any official meeting there, since we really need to recoup and rest up before our long journey back to the U.S., leaving early morning Finland time and arriving around 3 p.m. Eugene time. Don't call us, we'll call you, because we're going to be fried. And we will get to all of you that we can while we're up in Oregon. We'll be sending newsletters out to give more highlights of the trip. But we thank you tremendously for praying. It has been quite an amazing trip, very prophetically significant. I think it was very significant for many people along this trip. Some more than others, but most places were tremendously overjoyed. We saw a great joy also, which was some words we had before this trip, that there would be a joyousness. We saw joy pouring forth from the Finnish people like I had never seen it before throughout the trip. So it has been good for them. It has actually raised us up at the same time, our level of trusting the Lord and seeing that He will do what He says He's going to do. So it was very, very great, and we thank you again for praying.
We thank you for everything that you've done on your end, and we believe that this was a very prophetic, significance as Greg had spoken, and it was a prophetic sign to the people. And many invitations have come, and places that we haven't been for a while, and some that we've never been to at all, and so they're just waiting for us to come back, and so that'll be something that we'll be praying about for the future, what we're to do. We sure appreciate the partnering that you've done, and standing there with us. It was great.
We ask you to be covering us on the way back. And once we get back, we're gonna need some covering, because I'm sure their attacks will come, as they always do. So please keep covering us once we get back to the States, and we will try to see everyone that we can see while we're up in Oregon. We are looking forward to it, looking forward to some rest and some fellowship with many of you real soon. Thanks again.
Bye.